Welcome to Leadership Lifestyles with Brandon Jones. This is where amazing things happen, guys and girls. Here we talk and learn about being a leader because in this day and age, it's more than just holding a title. Here we're going to talk about leadership and life because believe it or not, these go hand in hand. Leadership comes in many forms. We will talk about it with our listeners and special guests. We will talk about leadership, mentoring, motivation, and how to overcome obstacles that we all are presented with. We're going to learn new strategies, different principles that will help you navigate the different stages of life. Now, you ready for this episode? We're going to be talking about character. That's right. So what is character and how can I get some? Well, character is defined as the mental and moral qualities that are distinctive to an individual. What are you talking about, Brandon? All right, let's talk about mental qualities. What are these? So they are things like intelligent, you're educated, smart, wise, gifted, clever, ingenious, and brilliant. But what about moral qualities? These are people that are righteous, upstanding, truthful, honest, honorable, loyal, helpful, virtuous, things of this nature. See where I'm getting at? Thing about character is that we can constantly work on our character. Unfortunately, you can't go back and make a new start, but what you can do is you can always start now to help create a new end. Our characters help define us as humans. Having a good character has not been proven to help you be super successful or one of the best leaders. But it will help you sleep at night knowing you are doing and being the right type of person. Sure, I know what you're thinking. But Brandon, there are successful people who don't have good character. Hey, well, you haven't met my boss yet, or you don't know so-and-so. Listen, let's get over that. He may not have a good character. And guess what? Everybody probably knows it. Besides, having character will help you build trust with all types of people. And that, my friend, is what is going to carry you far in life. So grab a pen, grab a paper, or if you're driving, just think about it for a minute. This is just a little exercise for you. I want you to think of the top three people that you trust the most. Got it? The top three? You got their names? Okay. Chances are it's your family or friends, right? So what's the reason for that? It's probably because they have good character and they have built trust with you over time because you know inside and out how they act and what they do. You know their mental and their moral qualities. Now, the big question is, are you on their list of top three? You see, that has you questioning some things now, doesn't it? So how do we make character better? How do we make our character better? The more we start focusing on valuing the people we work with and that we live with and our family on a daily basis, the more our character will change for the better. It's all about focus, being the better person, listening. So when we practice self-leadership and we start believing and working on instilling good values, our character will begin to increase. There was this article in the Harvard Business Review by Gary Hamel. He wrote about a meeting that the Pope had with some leaders of the church, and he identified 15 problems that were inherent in leadership. Wildly enough, most of these deal with character. The list is, it's an incredible list. You see this and you know exactly what he's talking about. So I tell you what, go to our Facebook page, Leadership Lifestyle. I'm going to have a complete list on there for you to look at. Now, here's what you do next. Now you got to start taking action. Do a little bit every day to start making changes. In a little amount of time, your character and your leadership will grow. Now, it's up to you to go out there and make a difference. Start small. Little changes will lead to large changes over time. So go out there and be a leader you want to be. Be the leader you ought to be. Be great. Thank you.